information system is just absolutely incomplete. And it's short term. And you put hard data and short term against soft data and long term, this is going to run over every time. And it will cause organizations to develop a bottom line mentality around the quarterly, say, financial statement or the quarterly dividend. And that mentality will tend to drive itself all the way through to where they neglect all of those key factors that cannot be measured, like research and development, like real top quality programs, like people development, like second mile service, which cannot be easily measured, and which do not immediately reflect themselves in the bottom line, in the eggs, see, and the goose gets sicker and sicker. And yet you look at the financial statement and everything looks better and better. It's very incomplete. That's why I'm suggesting in all sincerity that the foundation of the other three management styles is a thing paradigm. And that the principle-centered leadership is a people paradigm. It's based on the fact that people are programmers. I also suggest it's the best definition of leadership and management. You manage things. You lead people. Efficiency is the value with things. Effectiveness is the value with people. Control is the value with things. Empowerment, in other words, releasing their energy toward commonly accepted desired results and purposes, that is empowerment, see? It's release plus commitment equals empowerment. That is leadership. And if you confuse one with the other, it's analogous to playing tennis with the golf club. You can do it, but barely. And you can only do it as well as your competitors are doing it in dumber ways than you. You get a competitor that's smart and starts working on a higher level of thinking, a different paradigm, you can't compete. So